Dead leaves crunched underneath, noises of crickets joining in to create a small melody for my walk back. The air, while cools and dry tonight, no wind in the trees. The fenced neighborhood, dark, lonely, quiet, though. That being due to the late hour. My feet carry me to the familiar home, the place I know inside and out like the back of my hand. What time is it? The thought sinks into my mind, eyes weighing heavily, specifically from the long days of working. How was it weeks? So much work. All important work that means life or death to me. Sleep means nothing. Gets in the way. I go on until the point where I might collapse. I've never learned my own limit. Only a few times I give heed to rest and find somewhere safe to sleep wherever I am. A few hours always make do, till the deadline ends. I can finally rest again. I slip past the side gate of the residence in front of me, careful to not push it past 3/4 of the way or I'll make a horrible racket. The last thing I want is noise. A huge noise that would awake any sleeping soul around. That would just be another nuisance. I don't need more eyes on me. Well, not more than the eyes that already have been looming on me since the beginning, watching my every move, staring, stalking. I approach the backside with that feeling of still being watched. I'd rather use this door when no one could spot me. It's safer, less intruding people to catch me from here, yet with hesitation, I still have to... No. No need to look around and check the surrounding area. It's me again. Holding my breath, my eyes scanning the darkness for anything. The feeling still looming over me, crushing its weight on me, I turned my attention back to the door. New locks. New code. No one can get into this place now without the knowledge of both. I took a deep breath. Starting to fiddle with the lock, it's jammed quickly on me. It's great. A low growl slips past my lips, focusing more on the stubborn lock. A defect, but a welcoming challenge. My teeth grit, my growing focus distracting me between the paranoia of being watched, this damn stupid lock. I could feel it growing. Those eyes in such an intense stare. The image of a prey being cornered by its predator, just ready to attack and sink into the most vulnerable parts of me. Feeling my heart starting to race, I push it all into one final rough shove. Not short after, I'm greeted by the heavenly click of it giving way to me. I slip inside quickly, shutting the door behind me, making sure to lock it back before moving to the alarm system and placing in the monotonous long code I had learned by heart. I see in the room, then glance back to the door once more. I keep my gaze fixed onto the door, going through a deep string of thoughts. I stand there, my breathing being the only noise heard. My mind goes from trivial things as the door lock, situations leading up to the reason of getting the new locks on the door. And it came to me. All the sounds around the place, the shift of things either being placed into new locations or going missing completely. The sudden broken coffee mug in the middle of the floor, those constant sound, I can hear it clearly. Echoing, taunting me. Was it all in my head? Drip, drip, drip. It was driving me nuts. Waking to the sound or coming back inside from a long day, always the same sound. Drip. Drip, drip. Even thinking of it now makes my blood boil, my heart pound, fall down in my chest with an agonizing pain. I try to shake myself free of my trance, inhaling quickly. It stopped as soon as the security was changed. I give a nod to myself and my mind, reaching the conclusion that with a bit of grease, the lock will give way without the frustration. No need to even bother with it turning on the lights. The basement couldn't be too hard to find. I followed my path down the stairs, letting the sounds of my exhausted steps echo loudly on the staircase. A few creaks under my weight, always on the 6th and 10th step. The door moved without any impedance. Icy chill from the room hit me, following with a musty smell reaching my nostrils. I stop, when I was unable to recall where I left off, what I was looking for in here. I grumbled as I made my way around the room slowly, the solitary window giving the room a beautiful but unsettling glow from the moon. The light casts an odd and distorting shadow on the hard, rough stone walls. As I keep searching about, my frustration starts growing over the amount of useless, annoying things gathering dust in this basement. In the midst of it, I caught a sound. The farther into the end of the room I got, the clearer it became. That sound again. I froze in place, feeling my eyes widen, vision fading into limited fields as if in a hypnotic trance. I listened to the rhythmic sound of the soft thud. One, two, three, four, I whisper under my breath. Counting the second that passed by with each sound, I'm no longer really focused on my actions, making my way closer to the sound as if an invisible force urges me to go there. My body moves in front of a leaky pipe. The water softly drips out of its weak point, clearly cracked open with rusting over time. I continue to stand there and just stare. With seconds passing, my moods switched from an unsettled calm to an aggravated state. My eyes gaze down onto the leaky pipe with anger. A curse leaves my lips. There's enough at the moment to deal with. I don't have time for this stupid mess. I grab a tool hanging from my belt, lift it high into the air, ready to fix this pipe. And I hear a scuffling sound. I freeze in place, listening closely. The longer the silence fills the room, the louder the scuffles seem to get, and the more damning each drip of water feels. The noise is as if it's going to alert the thing in this location. Drip. 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 I held my breath. The rhythmic drips only seemed to get louder. I could hear the noise getting closer, moving above me. I believed to hear something fumbling outside in the yard, maybe, but it was definitely coming from up above. There was a whisper. A hushed voice speaking out. Nearly muted by the sounds within the building, I hear it. A click. Twist, turn, and with that, they opened a door upstairs. They got in. They're in the house now. My thoughts race. Was the person here to steal? No, my thoughts twisted up inside my head, my panic turning into anger. They're here to hurt me. With the tool tightly in my hands, I moved down, moving quietly towards the door. I held my breath, listened to where exactly the person could be located. I could feel my pulse beating against this tool, long, heavy, metallic. The living room. They were there. I started to sneak, avoiding the 10th step. The 6th step that scared me and alerted me earlier, I gripped the tool in my hands once more, adjusting my grip on it. In that moment, I knew I was about to do this person more harm than they were thinking of doing to me. My teeth gritted together, breathing slowly so they became more audible. My back pressed against the wall. I thought quickly, guessing the possible forms of the attack. I heard them messing with something metallic. Not a gun. Maybe some other weapon like mine, a crowbar, a bat. Doesn't matter. I needed to listen carefully and attack them before they could get to me. My knuckles ached with the pressure, so eagerly I wished to peek out, see exactly where they're holding up, size them up, take them down. It's too risky. I could hear my heart pound faster, flooding my head. I waited, with bated breath, a step here, a step there. The person's breathing labored, still unaware that I knew they were here. The sound of metal moving and ringing, their voice was silenced, their steps slowly walking towards me. I felt my eyes widen once again, the tool in a death grip ready to swing with all my might. I'm silent. I could hear them breathing. Words whispering under their breath. This is a man's voice. He's messing with something, speaking to himself. I was about to almost sprint into action, but no, I had to keep the upper hand. Tap, tap, tap. He grew closer and closer. A few more steps and I saw the blur of motion. I quickly swung, a sickening crunch followed as my tool made contact, and in the merest moments, I could see the shock in his tired, dull eyes, his greasy hair moving to the tool's groove. No control. No control. I can't stop myself. One hit just isn't enough. I swung again and again. He hit the ground and I couldn't stop. I kept slamming the tool down in a frenzy, the same way someone kills a bug. My eyes stare down at the scrawny man before me, the metal object under his hand, shaking against the tile floor where he fell with him. His greasy dark hair slowly soaked into the liquid, his other hand pale now and bearing the stars of one's labors, reaching out for something in his final moments. My breath heaved, logic and rationality returning back to my mind. I stepped away, the warmth of liquid slowly cooling on me. I shook my head. I made a quick beeline for the bathroom and I flicked on the light. My tool was set down, the resting pipe echoing a loud thud on the countertop, liquid dripping off its edge. My cold reflection staring back at me in the mirror. The faucet was turned on quickly, going to work on washing the blood off me, my hand, my upper face, the dark clothes covering my mouth. Doing its job on shielding the rest of my face from the messy situation, I could smell the iron lingering around my nostrils, almost making me sick. I leaned down to close the sink, letting the whole situation sink in deep. My eyes moved up, removing the mess of black hair out of my face. That black, unkempt, greasy hair. I stared at my reflection for what feels like hours. The mixed color of dead eyes, green and ice-cold blue, staring at the prominent scar on my forehead, the one that bared a grim reminder and awful memory. I grasped a towel and wiped away the water and any remains of blood on my skin. It's too bad that my gray shirt held on the stains much easier. Sighing, my fingers thoroughly brought out a trinket from the vest pocket and stared down at the gem hiding safely within it. This trinket seemed to talk to me. It always had. Over and over, I heard it call out to me. Maybe it was just my mind playing a trick on me, but that undeniable whisper remained. I slipped back into deep, empty thoughts once more before I realized that I had been staring at that gem this entire time. Placing the purple gem trinket back into the safety of my pocket, I thought of the possibilities of losing it. I'd die to keep that trinket safe. I turned on my heel from the mirror, and I moved back in the hall once more. The body caught my attention. His phone, shaking, vibrating against the ground. I moved in close. I stared at it without a single emotion on my face, and without hesitation, I stomped down with my worn boots, breaking it into a million pieces. Drip, drip, drip. Crimson liquid had always covered the tiles. I didn't feel remorse. I no longer had the desire to stay put. After all, at this location, there'd always be the feeling of us being watched by those around us, neighborhood of bars. I chuckled, a small tugging at my lips as I moved away from the mess that I had caused. Besides, this isn't my home.
Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I wanted to tell you all thank you so much for listening to tonight's story, or watching tonight's story if you're on YouTube. If you're not on YouTube, that means you're probably on the podcast that's available on iTunes, on the Google Play Store, and is now actually available on Spotify, and doesn't use as much data. So, hey, that's a thing. If you guys aren't listening on YouTube or Spotify, then I have no idea how else you could have found me. Unless you found one of those books on Amazon. You know, the Creepypasta Collection, Volume 1, Volume 2. Those are things, too. Oh, well. I don't know how you would have heard me there, seeing as this was recorded, like, 2 years after those came out. Well, anyway. Thanks for listening, folks.
And sweet dreams.